the ticket.
Well, it's happened again. I show up at the show table. I sit down in anticipation of how ridiculous Corby would look. And he looks great.
But come on.
He did it again.
He kills it every time.
He did it again.
This is the stupidest thing ever.
If I had to wear overalls, man, I'd feel like such a moron. And I look over there and I'm like, yeah.
Okay.
He could do that too.
You think?
No, I know the whole thing gets crazier.
I mean.
And the hat, obviously.
Yeah.
But if you just wore those unironically to dinner, nobody would bat an eye.
He commented as we were having lunch how comfortable they are.
They're kind of nice. And I was like, I don't really know what to wear under them, you know, like the T-shirt. But
are you freeballing?
I have boxers on.
Okay.
But there's a place for your hammer.
That's right.
They have nice pockets in front where I put my phone. See, yesterday with the... with the Longhorn onesie, there was no place to put my stuff.
Which you also look great in.
Yeah. By the way, so we went to dinner last night, and the place where we went was kind of a hip swinging area of San Francisco down by the water. And,
yes.
You were not as well received there as you were in the media center.
No.
Not everybody was having a laugh that you were ruining their dinner.
Yeah.
With your pajamas.
They made us sit outside.
We did have to sit outside, but I don't think it had much to do with the outfit. But, this is...
Now, it is the exact same situation as yesterday. Did you have any sort of bathroom chaos in your onesie?
It's incredibly difficult to use the bathroom.
What do you gotta use?
Is that an actual fly or is that decorative?
No, it's a zipper.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So,
but you still got to...
Fish around
and...
No, but you do say, who wears overalls? And you would say, well, farmers, most likely.
Yeah.
And I imagine...
Tradesmen.
I imagine rednecks. Farmers are not looking for a potty when it's time to number one out on the fields.
Yeah.
They just want to have easy access to kind of empty the tanks.
Right.
And get back to farming.
Farming.
And there's just... We have to have some functional applications to farmer wear. Over the generations have certainly been developed.
That's my new store, Farmer Wear.
Okay, so...
For farmers by farmers.
I feel like everybody is two generations removed from this, but my grandfather...
From farming.
From farming, indeed.
Yeah.
But my grandpa...
Not sports radio.
So my grandpa was pretty old when he had my mom, and then my mom was pretty old when she had me, for the times. Like, I think he was 30... 33, 34 when he had my mom, and then my mom was that same age when she had me, and so when I was born, my grandpa was 70-something. And from the moment that I remember seeing him, he was wearing what he called coveralls.
Yeah.
The onesie. Like, it was just, you zip into it.
Oh, like you might imagine like a mechanic might wear?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
Rain or shine, coveralls. Every day.
How many did he have, do you think?
Dude, I don't know.
The rotation.
Takes a lot of the guesswork out of life.
I never really thought about, like, the bathroom.
Like all khaki or different colors?
Mainly khaki, yes. He was very fond of khaki. And maybe a light blue here or there, you know?
Nice.
Yeah.
Any with his name embroidered?
And even if we went like to, if he took me to an OU game, that would be the base.
Coveralls?
Yeah. And then
like a Greg Pruitt on top?
Yeah. He was real big into that. But it was all, every day my grandpa would wear that. And
who
then,
was your first, man, I learned this, your first Heisman winner was Steve something? No.
Not Steve Owens.
No, before that. There was another one. So many Heisman winners at Oklahoma.
I know.
Sorry.
I know.
Sorry. I got us off track.
But, yeah, like that guy, and to my mom's credit, when he
Billy
died.
Billy Vessels.
Oh, yeah, the great Billy Vessels. I believe the stats were staggering that Heisman year. I think he rushed for 500 yards or something.
Shirley White.
Yes, very white. but they buried him in one of his coveralls.
No way.
Oh, yeah. That he had to.
His formal coveralls?
You had to bury it. It's all he wore. So
maybe he said, bury me in my coveralls.
He probably did. So all I'm saying is these overalls.
Are you going to keep them?
I don't know when I would wear them.
Working around the yard.
To an OU game.
honor of my grandpa?
Uh-huh. Working on your shrubbery.
Yeah.
So this is a Dave design?
Yeah.
Dave went to work on this outfit?
Yeah, because we have the camo Crocs, the fake Walmart camo Crocs.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We have the red, white, and blue eagle socks.
Bald eagle socks. Sure.
We have the overalls, by the way, are the dark indigo, stiff as a board. Like, these are not pre-washed. This is just the dark denim.
You didn't get the stonewash finish?
No.
No.
Okay.
And then he's got the Goodwill Freedom T-shirt, and then the coonskin cap.
You know what you look like a little bit?
Is a Cabbage Patch doll?
No, I was going to go with
Dave.
There was a time in, like, late 90s, early aughts that, like, hip-hop dancer, one of the real cut white guys would wear overalls with one flap down. Maybe even shirtless underneath it,
like in the Mark Wahlberg era,
yeah, or like a Janet Jackson dancer or something like that.
Was it Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah, probably Marky Mark.
Yeah,
I bet you Marky Mark did the one flap down overalls at one point. They were big on MTV. I don't know if it surged sales in the overall marketplace because,
you probably had to be
the right kind of guy.
I can tell you from my time at the Gap that they were definitely a staple in Gap inventory for a long time.
For guys.
Yeah.
But where would we see that? Because I'm trying
MTV.
To think. I know, but I mean, I'm trying to think, you know, in social situations back then in the 90s, I don't remember that.
High school kids wore them.
Was that it? Okay, high school kids.
Maybe a 45-degree angle baseball hat. Maybe some nice chains with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, big in the white hip-hop community.
But, like, these exist right now. Dave ordered them,
mm-hmm.
So they're out there.
Yeah.
So who's wearing them now?
Well, these are Dickies. So this is workwear. So
this is real, like, I'm stolen valor.
Plumbers, electricians, farmers, landscapers, that kind of thing.
Now, why are they
landscapers?
Why are they more functional than jeans, Dave?
I don't know. I guess because you don't have to wear a belt. You don't have to worry about
under the sink without
you don't have to worry
point
about
slot.
How big your gut is.
There you go.
And
okay.
And you have the pockets for your pencil and your ruler and like
ruler.
You said, you got your little hammer.
Yeah.
Hammer loop.
Well, you look great, dude.
Hey, thanks, man.
You really do.
I really appreciate it.
So,
Dave kept making me roll my pants up, though, so as to accentuate the American Eagle flag.
I should have gotten the shorter length.
Well, now that was going on. There was a there was a time where
that.
We had the overall shorts, which were really Vanilla Ice era, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Man, what a weird time. I guess that was the prime of jorts, and then they're like, man, how do I get the feel of jorts and the feel of overalls at the same time?
Yeah. Okay, so I had one fear of this week, all right?
Okay.
And as my buddies from college they wanted to see a photo of me, and so I sent it to them, and then this was promptly Photoshopped on it. So I feared this was the next step. And I was just like, man, I don't know.
That's a pretty good Photoshop.
I know. So somebody Photoshopped the red MAGA hat on me.
Yeah, they erased the coonskin cap and put a MAGA hat on it.
Well, I can't think of any other solution for making sure that doesn't happen more than talking about how you don't like it on the radio.
Well, I mean, we're done here. We're exiting.
Oh, by the way, before we move on from Corby bet payoff outfit talk,
day four,
we did have a come to Jesus meeting with Matt McLaren last night.
He's not going to remember it,
and he has his marching orders. He is going,
right.
He is going to. He was a little hammered, so I don't know if he's going to remember.
A little.
And by a little hammered, what do you mean?
A lot hammered.
Yeah.
All the hammered.
He had been to like a dozen breweries and hadn't eaten any food.
Since 1 p.m. with no dinner.
How can he keep this pace up?
And so we do have a approved, established pants plan to go with spatula hat and nipple shirt tomorrow.
You want to reveal it, or you want to just...
No. Okay. I think it should be packaged for tomorrow.
Okay, again, yeah, I'm fine with that.
We should text him and remind him.
I kind of don't want to, just to see if he remembers anything, but...
You've been fine with everything. You've been a very good sport. You've done your time with enthusiasm.
Right. We need to
stick the landing. We don't need to leave it up to him remembering a drunk conversation and then having nothing tomorrow.
Right.
I would say anything up to McLaren seems incredibly dicey at this point.
I'll text him. I'll include you.
Okay. Just say, hey, do you remember last night first?
Okay.
What do you remember about last night? All right, today on the show, Jozy Altidore, which admittedly is confusing.
It's weird.
But he loves the USA as well.
And FIFA has a big booth here at Media Row.
Well, it is World Cup year, and I can't think of a greater American hero than Jozy Altidore. Actually, I can, but he's on the list of American heroes of mine, and that's exciting. So we'll talk with him. We may or may not talk to Gordon Keith and Michael Irvin, and who knows who else may or may not join us at the table today.